Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I feel bad if I didn't at least do something for you guys, but I'm still not 100% great. I'm getting better. Just had a power outage, I told you guys about that. It kind of messed things up for me a little bit. Screwed up my sleep a bit, you know. And then, of course, the weather changes, and I have to adjust to that because I don't sleep well sometimes because of my sinuses. It's not all great, but I'm trying to work with all this. Of course, it's getting cold. It's supposed to get very cold in the next couple days. So, yeah, I'm going from a very hot temperature to a very cold temperature, which is a little rough on my sinuses, and I got to work with that. Focus on all that. But, alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to do 30 minutes, and then, of course, I will probably be bringing this in to Sunday, which is going to be a day of ABN. I'm going to try to hope I feel better on that day, and if I do, we'll go ahead and do all the ABN that I can do. So, we'll do that. But Monday, I'm not doing anything. Sunday, we'll just do all ABN as much as I can. So, alright, I also like to see how far I can get you to go. I can tell you still worry about how all this is going to affect our relationship later on. It's exciting to push you a little further with every time we play. If I ever did go too far, I could damage our relationship forever. It is not worth it to me, so I do prefer to tread lightly. You're going to come to your senses eventually and realize this isn't what you want. I don't mind following your rules. It's fun to try to figure out what we can still do, even despite them. Maybe they'll even change as we go. Open your mouth, Petal. Eat your breakfast. That's my good girl. Are you going to feed me like a wild animal? Is puppy girl going to get to eat out of Master's hand today? I do love it when Master is generous to puppy girl. You're not going to start up again already, are you? We don't have to mess around every time we see each other. We only have this week, right? We're not taking anything we do here back with us. I just want to make the most of it. Besides, we're stuck in the house with not a lot else to do, and I like these little role plays we've been coming up with. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't enjoying it too. Let's be sure we don't go overboard. I have to say, I don't know how many puppies that wear pants, Petal. You're right. It doesn't make sense for a puppy girl to wear pants. How silly of me. I guess I have to take them off. She's so eager to jump into these role plays and doesn't seem to mind at all revealing herself to me. I'm similarly excited by these sessions of ours, but I'm less inclined to proceed with them because I know how wrong they are. She's going to strip down right in front of me, even facing me? She's grown so bold. I'm not supposed to wear clothes, am I, Master? Not unless you let me. A puppy doesn't need clothes. They only need affection and treats. I love affection and treats, Master. I'd do anything for them, too. There, Master. Puppy girl has no pants or shirt on now. Do you like the way puppy girl looks without any clothes on? With a body like that, who needs clothes? I love praise. Thank you, Master. Why don't you come sit on Master's lap? I'd love to sit on your lap. It might be my favoriteest place in the whole world. I've got some delicious treats here for obedient puppy girls. If you want one, you're going to have to do whatever Master tells you to do. What does Master command? Let's start with something simple. Speak. Arf! Arf! Good girl, you've earned a treat. Open wide. Now let's try another command. Beg. Please, Master, please give puppy girl a treat. I'll do anything you like. Hey, I kind of think this is hot. This wasn't something I'd be into until I actually played this. I'm like, hold on. I could see this being pretty interesting in real life, you know, with a woman and have her do that. As long as, you know, she understands it's role play, you know. How can puppy girl please Master for her reward? Good girl, you've earned another treat. Of course, I know some exes that would not in the hell let me do that. even on a good day. Maybe if they were drunk. Now I want you to growl for me. Grrr. Good girl, another treat for you. Mmm. You're such a well-behaved puppy girl. I think it's time for a belly rub. Would you like that, my sweet puppy girl? I would enjoy that very much, Master. You're such a generous... Hey, guys, I thought I'd stop by and... Whoa, man. I walked in on some heavy stuff here. Guess I should have knocked first. Is that pet play you two are up to? Righteous, brother. Chuck, what are you doing here? You two must be the shy type. It's cool, man. I'll turn away so you can dress. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I figured I'd stop by to see you guys. I met Petal once before, but you and I haven't had the pleasure yet, Grim. I thought this might be a good time. How did you even get here? The roads are covered in snow and ice. I rented a special vehicle to get out here. I wasn't confident I could drive it myself, so I hired someone. They're out in the vehicle waiting on me. Are you alright, Petal? Jeez, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe someone walked in on us. I've never been this mortified before in my whole life. Especially since, because it's us. Hey, man. As long as it's all consensual, it's totally cool. Everything is healthy as long as you're responsible about it. Hey, Chuck's a good guy. Be like Chuck. I've seen it all, so nothing surprises me. I'm sympathetic to your situation, though. I'm sure sorry I upset you guys. I wish you could have called first, I wish you would have called first, Uncle Chuck. I don't think I'm gonna ever recover from this embarrassment. You can turn around. I'm dressed now. This is Grim, my master. Hey, man. It's nice to finally meet you. I heard about the separation. Those kinds of things are never fun. Sorry you two had to go through that. She explicitly told me she didn't want me to meet you, but I figured since you weren't a thing, I figured that since you two weren't a thing anymore, it might be okay. Didn't want us to meet? Now I should probably explain. How about we take a seat and connect, man? Sure, yeah, I think that's fine. You seem to be reacting to all this in a rather unusual way. I half expected you to kick my ass. Petal and I have talked about this path we're exploring, but I know it must have looked pretty bad with her on top of me half-dressed like that. I guess that means Rose hasn't told you anything about our family, has she? Your family? What does that mean? How would that possibly relate to Petal and I exploring each other? It'd be best if you asked Rose about our family history. I'll just say that I'm not surprised you two are becoming more physically intimate. That's a strange response. Actually, while we're on the subject of Rose, what's this about her not wanting us to meet? She's always been evasive when it came to the subject of her immediate family. After high school, she and I moved in together and she cut ties with her parents. I asked about it a few times, but she always got defensive when I brought it up. Eventually, I just stopped asking about it. Her and I have a complicated relationship. She wasn't happy with the decision that I made, and I respected her choice to distance herself from me. All that is different water under a different bridge, though, man. When you asked if you could borrow the cabin, I was thrilled that I could finally contribute to you and yours, brother. Rose was always vague about your financial situation. Ooh, sorry. I hope it's not rude to ask, but how'd you afford this place? Wild story, brother. I don't mind telling it at all. It must have been 9 years ago when I was shopping at Smart Mart. An employee accidentally dropped a crate of something or another right on my foot. The impact broke 3 of my toes, man. I was in a cast for a couple of months. I wasn't mad at the guy. It was an accident. He didn't mean any harm. I felt bad for him. Apparently there was a reporter there shopping at the same time as the incident. She saw the whole thing and went ballistic on the company in the article she wrote. I guess to save face, Smart Mart settled with me out of court. Didn't even sue, man. Just an accident. Nobody was at fault. They insisted that I take the money for the pain and suffering they caused me. Wouldn't take no for an answer. It was all a publicity stunt, but they gave me $8 million, man. Damn! $8 million? $8 million! $8 million for 3 broken toes? You can have my whole foot for $8 million. With that kind of money, I could just buy a new foot. A better foot! With, like, a jet foot. Look at me, I'm just going to fly to work today! A robot foot, yes, exactly! That isn't even the end of the story, brother. My buddy asked for $10,000 to start up his business, some tech thing. I didn't ask many questions. I just gave him the money. A couple years later, he sold the company for several hundred million. I got 20% of it. You got more millions? Just for giving a friend a few thousand? Karma, brother, it's full circle. Same friend I lent that money to convinced me to buy a couple $1,000s worth of something called Bitcoin about 10 years ago. I forgot about them until recently, so I just sold those for nearly $50 million. Fuck me. It's like whenever I touch turns to gold, I ain't even trying, man. How have things been for you, though? Are you enjoying the cabin? I forgot that I even had this place. You forgot about it, but there's fresh food. The pool looks like it's been maintained. Yeah, I have caretakers that stop by to keep up the place. When you two asked to use it for the weekend, it all came back to me, man. So I called them up and had them stock the pantries, turn on the pool heater, and make sure the place was tidy. Looks like they forgot to clean up this room, though. Best not to tell him that. It'd be silly to complain about anything when he's letting us use this incredible place for free. Wait a minute, it wasn't free. What the hell did you need $500 for if you're filthy rich? I didn't charge you anything to stay here, brother. In fact, you're welcome to it as long as you like. As I said, I forgot I even had it built. Wait, so that means when Rose took the money from me, it wasn't to pay Chuck? She lied to me. What does she need money for? Is she struggling? Why wouldn't she have told me? I always liked you, Grim. You're a good dude. I know you tried with Rose. She always had good things to say about you. It's bothered me for a long time that we never got to meet. It doesn't sound like you're interested in explaining what the issues were between you and Rose, but I'm dying of curiosity now. Yeah, brother, we had some complicated family troubles early on. She sent me a card once in a while to let me know how our life was going. Our father died a few years ago. His funeral was the first time we'd seen each other since we were kids. Oh, yeah? That's how she found out about this cabin. You guys started talking again, right? Not as much as I would have liked. I did get to meet you, Bliss, and Moon at the funeral. I tell you what, meeting you girls warmed me to the core, man. I was so thrilled to see you three doing so well. Partner acted so weird at the funeral. I've never seen her so uncomfortable. I'm almost surprised we even went at all. Don't worry too much about all that. It represented a time past and best forgotten. I asked her if there was anything I could do for all of you, but she didn't want anything from me. Can we talk more about what I walked in on? I've been exploring my own sexuality for over a decade. You two might be getting into some tricky territory here. Do you think it's alright if we explain the situation to him, Master? Sounds to me like we might not have to. He's already keen to what was going on. Look, Chuck, it just sort of happened. Petal and I needed a romantic outlet, and we decided to push the boundaries of our relationship. I told her I didn't think it was a good idea, and I tried to talk myself out of it, but we just couldn't seem to help ourselves. You don't need to explain anything to me, man. I can tell you're both experimenting here, so just make sure neither party member goes beyond the other's comfort level. Again, be like Chuck. He's a good guy. He helped people out. He made millions of dollars, and he's all cool with what everybody's cool with as long as it's consensual. Ain't that the way life's supposed to be? Seriously? You do things for good people, you get paid back in return. You know, like, it's just, what is that, pay it forward? I like that, right? You do something good for somebody, and somebody will eventually pay it back your way, right? And then, there's the whole, you know, as long as it's consensual, I don't care, right? That's the way it should be. Instead of these companies saying, oh, this has this in it, you can't have this. Oh, this has this in it, you can't have this. You know, like Steam and all that, you can't play this game because it's got this in it. What do you care? consensual. I mean, damn, they're cartoon characters, or what are they? Pixels or whatever. You know? It doesn't matter. I don't give a damn. Don't worry about real people. You know? That's what I say. There's real people that are going through, like, shit that's not consensual and not cool and not fun. That's what they need to be working on. Like, stopping that stuff. Not stopping people that are just having to have fun. It's weird, man. It's like, persecute fun and don't go after people that are, like, evil. Like, you know, demon people. Anyway, we have a safe word and he's never done anything I didn't want him to. We have strict rules and limitations. We're not doing anything wrong. We just... You don't have to justify anything to me. Do what makes you happy, man. Be sure to keep your lines of communication open and be sure to respect each other's boundaries. I only say that because it'll make the whole experience better for both of you. Sexual exploration can be a healthy outlet. Do you think we're making a mistake here? Is this going to have long-term repercussions? I don't want to regret this later on. It's a complicated issue. On one hand, society will pressure and guilt you into believing it's unhealthy. That alone could complicate your relationship. However, if the gravity of your feelings is pulling you both together, resisting could be even worse for your relationship. If you both feel drawn to one another, don't try to pull away from your feelings. Let things unfold naturally. Certainly gives me a lot to think about. Thanks, Chuck. On that note, my driver's waiting in the snowplow for me, so I better be off for now. I'm gonna leave you my number, though. Maybe I can take you guys out to eat this week? It'd be nice to get to know my niece and brother-in-law better. I'd like that very much, Uncle Chuck. It might be healthy for Master and I to expand our social circle. Excellent. I'll set something up. So she says niece. Okay. Maybe just give us a heads up if you're stopping by next time. I mean, me personally? I don't know. I don't think that wouldn't fly with me. But, yeah, I've read about weirder things on the internet. Certainly. That was my bad, man. I apologize again for my surprise entrance. I'll send you a message soon and we'll make plans. Bye, Uncle Chuck. Yeah, see you soon. Later, dudes. I only met him briefly at the funeral. Partner was so adamant about keeping Bliss, Moon, and I away from him. He seemed like a really nice guy, though. Except, you think something was off about him? I wouldn't phrase it that way. Partner made me think he was a bad man with the way she talked about him, but he seemed like a decent, understanding person. There's also something about his eyes. I'm not quite sure what it is. There's just a hint of sadness behind them. I didn't catch on to that, but I've never been very intuitive when it comes to other people. Listen, I need to process some things. I'm going to head to the gym for a while. Do you mind giving me a bit of time to myself? I won't be long. I just need to gather myself. Oh, are you all right? We're supposed to work out together, aren't we? I have a rest day today, sweetie. I need some personal time. All right, be safe. Don't pull anything. I've been working out so hard for the last 20 minutes that my legs are shaking. I thought exercising might clear my head, but I just can't seem to calm down no matter what I do. I worked hard my entire life and I have nothing to show for it. Chuck had a box fall on his foot and now he's rich? How is that fair? I mean, but again, Chuck did some really cool stuff with the money he got, right? He helped that guy out and his business did well, and then another guy told him to invest in Bitcoin and it did well. Like, you know? Envy is consuming me and I can't shake it off myself. Master! I can hear you banging around up here from downstairs. I was worried, so I thought I'd come and check up on you. Are you alright? I'm having strong feelings of envy, and I also feel guilty and embarrassed for feeling that way, because I know I shouldn't. It's frustrating having gone 20 years shuffling through different careers, failing over and over, and trying so hard on each one of them. Chuck gets rich 3 times over from random lucky happenstances? I know that bitching about it doesn't help, and justice in the world is inevitable. I know that. I'm not mad at Chuck either. I'm angry at the situation. Life is just so damn difficult sometimes. Sometimes no matter how hard you try, you're just destined to fail. I feel like I was destined to fail. I can't help these feelings. They're eating me alive. I know having a successful career is important to you. You have other things that a lot of other people don't have, though, like three wonderful partners. I haven't been able to give you and them as much as I'd like. I feel like I've failed all three of you. There's nothing I want more than these big, strong hands around my waist or stroking my cheek. I'd happily live under a bridge like a troll as long as you were there with me. Here, put your hand on my chest. What do you feel? I feel your heart beating inside your chest. It belongs to you. How many other people have a love bond between them like we have? How many people have a bond like ours? You may not have everything you want, but you might have more than you think. I hadn't thought about it like that. I guess none of us get everything we want, do we? I'm sure Chuck has hurdles and struggles, too. I'm sorry for being petty like this. It's been a rough year, if I'm being honest with myself. It's been a rough several years. We're supposed to let off stress and vent everything out so we can go back leaving all the bad stuff behind, and that's exactly what you're doing. You have a tendency to want personal space when you get upset, but if you let me, I'll make you feel better. Every time you feel down, I can help. You just have to let me. I even have a super secret method to help you feel better when you're upset. An irresistible caboose that I know you like to squeeze. Butt therapy? It's a new experiment I'm trying. My hypothesis is that you can push out bad thoughts by inducing sexual desire. I'll need a test subject. You wouldn't happen to know someone who might be both stressed out right now and capable of finding me desirable, do you? You need a willing test subject for your diabolical experiments? That sounds villainous. I don't know where you'll find one. There might be one nearby. In fact, there might be someone who's perfect for my rigorous testing right under my nose. For this test to work, though, he'll have to put his hand on my butt. Do you know anyone willing to grab my ass, Master? Alright, fine. I'll be your guinea pig in the name of science, of course. I said it before and I'll say it again. You have the perfect ass pedal. The next time you're feeling depressed or upset, what are you going to do? I'm going to find my sweet partner and let her make me feel better. The experiment is a success. We should celebrate with a relaxing retreat to the sauna downstairs. We can follow up butt therapy with heat therapy. That bathing suit you have drives me absolutely wild. I'm not sure my poor old ticker can handle that much excitement. I guess we'll find out. Why don't you head down there and I'll meet you after I get changed. Thank you, Petal. You did make me feel better and it wasn't just a sexy talk. You know just what to soothe. You know just what to say to soothe my seething. You're right, I am luckier than I give myself credit. I have the perfect partner and that's worth more than all the money in the world. Mwah! Thank you, Master. I like hearing things like that. See you downstairs soon. It's as if the heat in here is purging my body of all my stress and worries. Why the heck don't we have a sauna like this at home? I bet we would be a happy bunch if we had a relaxing place like this to decompress after a hard day of work. I would suggest we take it back with us, but I don't think I can fit this room into my car. We'll have to build our own, then. Build our own? Are you crazy? Everything I build or construct either turns out ugly, deadly, or evil. If I built a sauna, it would probably boil us alive. Yum. Roast Master is my favorite. I hear it's especially tender and will always leave you satisfied. You heard wrong. I'm tough and dry like an overcooked crocodile, but with a better sense of humor. Can I ask your question about what we talked about in the kitchen yesterday? I just want to know if you'd talk to me more about what you said regarding how you feel invisible. I've been trying to keep that to myself because I feel silly when I say it out loud. It's not that I don't want to talk about it. I only wonder if maybe I'm being stupid. I may have explained it wrong before. I feel invisible in the sense that nobody sees me for who I am. Don't you ever feel like you put on a mask for some people and act like someone else just so you can fit in or avoid uncomfortable situations? Sure, I adapt to social situations. If I'm in a business situation, I'm a professional. If I'm out with a buddy, I might be more outgoing with my humor. You'd be more yourself with your friend, wouldn't you? Yeah, I suppose I would be in normal circumstances. I'm always wearing the mask. It's not because I always feel like I need to be someone else. I just don't know who I am yet. Does that make sense? It's as if I'm trying to find myself, but I don't know where to start looking. You said you feel better around me, though? You bring me closer to myself. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't know how else to explain it. I'm closer to finding myself when I'm with you. I know the more intimate moments we've been having make you nervous, and I can see it on your face. But when we're playing around, I feel... What do you feel? I feel like I've found myself. I don't understand. Sexual endeavors don't define you, Petal. You're not just a walking pair of drenched underwear. It's not the sex stuff. It's something more than that. I'm having trouble finding the words. You and I perform a dance of sorts when we fool around. We're in sync. We're moving together. There's a trust and a bond. I can guide you in the direction I want you to go in so I can get my satisfaction. And I can also weave around you to find what you want from me. There's something about the whole thing that completes me. I'm not sure I get it, but that's not to say I'm not sympathetic. I want you to find yourself and to be as happy as you possibly can be. That's paramount to me. It's surprising to me that you even want this with your master, and even that my own feelings mirror yours. I'm not saying I don't appreciate your affections, because this certainly has been a thrilling experience, but it's so damn wrong. You're sure this is what you want? Are you sure you're not going to regret this? I don't have answers, Master. I only know how I feel, and I'm euphoric when we dance. You and I sway together in a haze of passion and desire. All my troubles and woes melt away as our fire burns between us. My body is purged of any pains and ignited with energy and drive. I'm in the middle of our performance. Excuse me. In the middle of our performance is when I'm focused so entirely on you and my love for you. I want to be in that moment as frequently and for as long as I possibly can be. Our waltz is where my real self is because it's where you are. It's where we're both happy together. Your joy is also my joy. We're a part of each other. We complete each other. I want you to be happy, Petal. I also want a proper future for you. I'm supposed to guide you into your life as an adult. When you make a speech like that, you disarm me. I can't resist you. I don't want to resist you. If this is what you want, you're sure I'm happy to explore it with you. We just can't move too quickly for both our sakes. As much as I want this, I'm also freaked out by it. I personally need to inch forward rather than leap. It's also important to me that you have time to process every step forward that we take before the next step in our journey. I get it. That's what the rules are for. So we can pace this out at a reasonable speed without moving faster than we're comfortable with. If that's the case, then the rules need to be malleable then, don't they? Let's have that discussion later. The rules I set are exactly what they need to be for my own comfort right now. Why don't we turn the spotlight on you, Mister? Let's try that again. Why don't we turn the spotlight on you, Mister? Why are you getting turned on by your partner when she's all wet in a shiny bikini, you dirty man? Fuck, I know. I keep asking myself what the hell's wrong with me. Perhaps it's my midlife crisis kicking in, or that I've been alone for too long and my desperation has convinced my brain that everyone is fair game now. You look a lot different than you did a year ago, too. The way you filled out, you've taken on a thicker version of your partner when she was your age. Do you think about her when you get aroused by me? If I'm being honest with you and myself, no, I don't. I may just be using that as an excuse because I'm most certainly thinking about you. I'm confident I could contain myself, though, if I had to. You're the one that steps over boundaries and crosses lines. What I hate the most is how much I love when you do. Does that mean you're uncomfortable if I initiate? I suppose it does, but don't let that go to your head. I'm sticking to the rules I set up for us. We're not going to take this farther yet. This is a journey, not a race. I know I've been joking before, but when we get back home, it would be best if both of us saw someone to help us figure out why we're having these feelings. Just someone to talk to doesn't mean we have to admit that we're all fucked up in the head. I don't care why I'm having these feelings, only that it's making me feel better. I wouldn't mind seeing someone to find out why I feel misplaced, though. I have filled out, haven't I? If you had to choose between partner's breasts and mine, who do you like more? Yours, hands down, no contest. No hesitation, I like it. I love the way this bikini feels, it's so soft and smooth. I can constantly feel the fabric rubbing up against my nipples, too. That's why they're constantly at attention. It's such a stimulating material. Would you like to feel, Master? I know you haven't had a chance yet. Well, you'll get to see this next time. Because, yeah, I did tell you, if I'm feeling good on Sunday, and hopefully I am, we'll do a lot of AVN. Alright, I'm out. I'm going to bed. I'll see you guys next time.